Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I am Oya Andacholu. I'm an abdominal transplant surgeon, and I am currently a visiting faculty at Koç University, Istanbul, Turkey. I am joined by my co-author, Dr. Akif, professor of surgery from the Department of Urology at Hacettepe University in Ankara, Turkey.
Hi, this is Dr. Akif. Today we will discuss our article entitled Global Perspective on Kidney Transplantation, Turkey, published in Kidney 360 this July. What are the key characteristics of kidney transplant process in Turkey compared to other neighboring countries?
Turkey has a long-standing transplant history, started in 1968, almost a decade after the very first successful renal transplant in the world. As a result, we do have many international referrals from the Middle East and Europe. Another key characteristic of Turkey is Turkey ranks number one globally and regionally for living donation rates and for all organs and for kidney per million capita. These are remarkable achievements.
Who provides post-transplant care for kidney transplant recipients? Transplant nephrologists, surgeons, or other?
Nephrologists are the mainstay for post-transplant care in Turkey.
Are cost of immunosuppressive therapies covered by an insurance, or do some patients have out-of-pocket expenses?
Universal healthcare, in other words, the government healthcare system, covers all expenses except for travel and lodging. This also includes lifelong immunosuppressive agents. Universal healthcare also covers donor operation as well.
What is the percent graft and patient survival at 1, 5, and 10 years after transplant?
Long-term survival data in the Ministry of Health is not publicly accessible. Therefore, we can report one-year graft and patient survival data based on the Turkish Nephrologist Society reports. And that is one-year renal graft survival was 94% in 2019. This was 96% for live donor renal transplants and 86% for deceased donor renal transplants.
What is the major barrier to successful kidney transplantation in your country?
We think the deceased donor system should be augmented, prioritized, and perhaps incentivized in financial and non-financial ways in order to build a comprehensive national transplant system. This way, the country could expand other life-saving organ transplants, including heart, lung, pancreas, and intestine. This would require systematic long-term commitment from both Ministry of Health and from transplant providers. And second very important barrier is the lack of publicly available long-term graft and patient outcome results. Publicly available long-term results will not only allow patients to be able to choose where they wish to have their transplants done, but also will raise the quality bar by pushing the centers to reach better long-term outcomes and decrease the variability among centers. In brief, thank you. Turkey ranks number one globally for live donor transplants and living donor kidney transplants. However, deceased donor transplant rates are very low. This is number one item to improve in Turkey. In addition, long-term graft and patient survival data should be publicly available in order to decrease the variability among centers.
Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.